different today with the, you know, going against the Eagles?
Yeah, I think so. Today was a good practice for us, though. It was tough. They got some good players, different scheme than we've been going against with our defense, and it was, I think, really good work for us. We had some good plays. We had a bunch of bad plays, though, so it was a good learning. It'll be a good learning for us.
You said that, I think, you know, after Thursday, that some good plays, some bad plays, and you said it yesterday, you want to see improvement. Are you seeing the improvement? Are your guys, I mean, I assume improvement is not making the same mistakes over and over again. So is that what's happening?
Or I think so. There's still some things happening over and over, which is never what you want to see. But I think guys are working hard to get rid of those. And then today was just, we had some mistakes, but I think there are things we can learn from. So I guess it's kind of good to happen. You'd rather it not happen, but this is the day here that you'd rather it happen than on a game day.
How has the moving bodies around gone in terms of the offensive line for guys next to you?
It's different at times. Luckily, I've had Nate majority of the time, and then Marcus a little, Seabass a little, and then it's either Dan or Ryan at center. So, yeah, it's not too bad. I think as long as you focus on your job, they'll take care of theirs. If you start worrying about who's next to you, you're not focused on what you should do. And Bill always preaches, do your job, and if you're not doing your job, they can't do theirs.
Does it make a difference, though? I mean, communication-wise or comfort-wise for you, would you prefer to have the same guides on your left and right, or does it matter?
It depends on if you two are on the same page, and I think the guys that have been rotating in there have done a good job of being on the same page as I am, and that just comes down to communication. As long as they listen to what I'm saying, we're usually on the same page.
Of those and to you, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Since you're a guy that gets in fights occasionally on the game field, I'll consider you the expert in that area. I think we don't see too many fights out here on the practice field. I watch Hard Knocks, I watch other teams, they're all fighting.
It's just comes from the top. We try to learn self-control. If you fight in practice, it's easy to do something stupid in the game and get a personal foul. So we try to hold that anger in, I guess. No retaliating. Plus, we're a team, and we practice hard against each other, but we also pull for each other. It's not just offense and defense. We're a team. Like the offense, we want the defense to do good, and we want to work hard with those guys and make them better and want them to make us better. We don't have time to sit out there and punch each other in the helmets or anything. Save that for game days.
Did that change at all? I think three camps ago, maybe there were a bunch of scuffles, and it seemed like Bill got a little annoyed with that.
Yeah, it takes just one bad time to ruin it for everyone else. So. But I think it's a good policy our team has. We don't need to hate each other around here. We need to be one unit together.
You guys are lovers, not fighters.
No, I wouldn't go that far. We'll fight when it's time to fight.
You said we're a team. Is that one of the benefits of last week, I think, of being together and being against Washington instead of it being off against defense, that you were able to come together as a unit, a whole group more?
Oh, I think so. The dog days of camp, you kind of get tired of going against the same guys, and you might start getting annoyed with each other, and then to break it up like that and get new competition, and you're actually getting to watch the defense go against someone else, and you're pulling for your guys, I think it is good for the team.